You are tuned in to 106.1 FM, WSCALP Portsmouth. We are Portsmouth Community Radio. Welcome to Local Folk, the program dedicated to both the local folk music scene and the people who make it happen. I'm your host, Stephen Carrigan, and I hope to convey, through the music and stories of my guests, many of the different ways we arrive at where we are in the traditional music community, and how we involve ourselves in the great groups of not only the local folk musicians, but the listeners, collectors, and keepers of the tradition as well. I do have a guest with me today. I'm very excited. Tonight, my guest is a man who many of you have known as a leader in many a traditional Celtic music session around the Seacoast, New Hampshire area. In fact, he's been playing traditional Irish and Celtic tunes for about 12 years now, at least. Through these traditional sessions, he's helped many people over the years become involved in our community of musicians, including, I believe, three of our last four guests mentioned him. He was also a member of one of the Seacoast's most popular, long-lived, and beloved Irish ensembles, the Angel Band. My guest's name is Mark Rockwood, but we all call him Rocky. And there's a lot more to him than most people realize, especially if you only know him through the Celtic music. With such an impressive Celtic resume, it may surprise you that I'm starting off our program with a song by Ramblin' Jack Elliott. When we get back, we'll talk about the story behind this music and how Rocky got his start. So, with that in mind, let's begin with Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
Almost any street. Lots of mean women on almost any street. Lots of mean women on almost any street. But I got the meanest mama ever walked on two feet. You'd lay old. Got a solo down, often wonder why. Solo down, often wonder why. She keeps on living, guess she's just too mean to die. I'm gonna buy me a pistol, think I'll get a 44. I'm gonna get me a pistol. When I get done shooting, that gal ain't gonna step no more. Oh-de-lay, oh-de-lay, oh-de-lay. Well, if I was a steamship sailing on the deep blue sea, if I was a steamship sailing on the deep blue sea, I'd drown all you women if you tried to ride on.
That was Ramblin' Jack Elliott with Mean Mama Blues. And I am here with Rocky Rockwood, and I want him to just, well, first of all, say hello, Rocky. You've heard me too much.
Hello, Rocky. Oh, no, hello, Steve. I want to thank you for having me on your show here tonight, and I'm really thrilled to be here.
Well, thank you very much. I am super excited to have you on, especially, I mean, I have known you, like many of us, from a lot of the Celtic and Irish sessions that are around here, and to find out that you started your musical career in what seems like to me a totally different path is very interesting. That Ramblin' Jack Elliott song that we just played, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, is how was that important to you?
Well, there's kind of an irony here. Back when I was in high school, my older sister, who was six years older than me, and in college, I was visiting her in Boston, and she said, "Where do you want to go?" And I said, She said, you want to go to a coffee house? I said, sure, let's go to a coffee house. I'd never been to a coffee house before.
Uh-huh, okay.
So I'm like 16 years old, 17 years old, something like
that. Yeah,
yeah. And so she took me to a real well-known coffee house in Boston called the Unicorn Coffee House on Boylston Street.
Okay.
And there was this guy dressed up like a cowboy.
Yeah.
Playing guitar and harmonica, and his name was Ramblin' Jack Elliott. And I didn't know anything about him, but I really liked him. My sister hated him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well.
the irony here is that is less than 10 years later, I was a regular performer at the Unicorn Coffee House with this band that I was in. We were the house band. And so we played there all the time. And so that's just the irony of the whole thing.
Well, just to get it straight, we were chatting earlier about what it meant to have a coffee house back then. When I think of a coffee house now, I think of...
Starbucks?
I think of Starbucks, or I think of a coffee shop. But I was looking at some pictures of the Unicorn Coffee House, and it looks like they have rows of seating in there and a stage, and it looks like it's a performance venue. Is that more...
Yeah, it was a music club.
A music club.
A non-alcoholic. Think of a non-alcoholic music club with little tables and chairs and...
So how did it differ from a theater? Was it just size?
Well, it wasn't set up like a theater. It was actually more set up with tables.
Okay. Okay.
They may at some point have had rows of chairs for maybe some big bands or something that they had in there. But
yeah, the picture I saw made it look like it almost had pews or something.
And well, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
I mean, it changed over the years. But initially, I mean, it was most of your coffee houses were pretty small little places.
Yeah.
Usually... down in a cellar someplace.
Down in a cellar,
you know, and there would be, you know, a little kitchen, and a little stage, and a sound system, and you know, tables and chairs, and people would sit around and listen to music.
So I find it total. I find it fascinating because I don't know what we have that's too similar to that nowadays. I mean, we have open mic nights and we have cafes. This Unicorn Coffee House had many famous acts come through there. Paul Butterfield, James Taylor, Joni Mitchell, Ultimate Spinach.
Well, I used to live with the lead guitar player of the Ultimate Spinach.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, we used to live in the same house in Boston. Jeff Baxter, who later went on to the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We were good buddies back then.
Oh, that's really
but,
neat.
But there were many coffee houses in Boston back in the 60s. This was the era of what we used to call the folk scare.
The folk scare. Well, what you're calling the folk scare is also known nowadays known as the folk revival movement.
Yeah. I mean, that's a sarcastic way of referring to it.
Oh, I love it.
But
Although within 10 years you were working there, I have some recordings that you brought in that I need to share with everybody on the show. The first one, there are several that were recorded at the Press Room in 1994, but they're representative of the types of music that you picked up through the folk scare and performed for quite some time before you actually got involved in Celtic music. I'd like to share... track number one off this, Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor. This was recorded in 94 at the Press Room, so you're already up here, but tell me about that. A pallet, by the way, is not, I've been told, is not, Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor doesn't
mean...
It's a place to sleep, so make me a place to crash on your floor.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen to that and then talk about that a little bit. Here we go. Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor.
Hello, all you good time friends of mine. Hello, all you good time friends of mine. When I had a dollar, you treated me just fine. It's where'd you go when I only had a dime? These blues are every place I see. These blues are every place I see. These blues are all around me, every place I see. Ain't no one's ever had these worried blues like me. Well, I'm a-going down to New York City this fall. I'm a-going down to New York City this fall. Well, I'm a-going down to New York City, and I can find my way. Don't forget you're gonna need my help someday. Now, Ida Bell, don't you cry this time. Now, Ida Bell, don't you cry this time. You cry for a nickel, you know you'd die for a dime. You can cry all you want, but your money won't mind. I'm sleeping so my back and shoulders get tired. Sleeping so my back and shoulders get tired. Well, I'm sleeping so my back and shoulders get tired. Gonna roll on over, try it on the other side. And don't you never drive a stranger from your door. Never drive a stranger from your door. If he comes to your home and he's got no place to go, make him down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Won't you make me down a pallet on your floor? Make it long, make it low, so my good gal will never know that you made me down a pallet on your floor. And it's hello all you good time friends of mine. Well, it's hello all you good time friends of mine. When I had a dollar, you know you treated me just fine. But it's where'd you go when I only had? But it's where'd you go when I only had? It's where'd you go when I only had a dime?
Love will do.
listening to WSCA 106.1. This is Local Folk. My name is Steve Carrigan, and I'm here with Rocky Rockwood. We just listened to a few tracks. We listened to Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor, and also another song called Careless Love. Now, Rocky was involved in the folk music scene down in Boston and somehow and transitioned into blues, or chose that as a genre that was interesting to him. How did that come about?
Well, at that time, I had some friends that were very heavily into that music. I'll name a couple, Paul Jeremiah, Chris Smither, both still today well-known blues artists. And that really got me going, plus recorded music.
Now, because through the 60s, things sort of started to split up a little bit in terms of, you know, I mean, I guess what I mean is you had this folk music that's happening, and then the blues is the direction that you decide to go to, as opposed to electric or psychedelic or whatever else. Is that just because your buddies were doing it?
Well, it was just my taste. I mean, there was a period where I listened to a lot of rock and roll,
mm-hmm.
a lot of psychedelic
yeah.
stuff.
Okay.
That was popular back then.
Yeah.
You know, talk about the unicorn. I remember hanging out in the backstage at the unicorn with I can't even think of it, from San Francisco. Jefferson Airplane.
Jefferson yeah. Airplane.
Their first gig on the East Coast was at the Unicorn Coffee House. And so I got to hang around with them in the back room before they went on.
Was it too fun to even remember?
Yeah,
or?
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
See, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Your buddy, Paul Jeremiah, we're going to listen to something from him and then something from you. Is he somebody that you played music with?
He's a guy that I did some recording with back then. I was in a band for a few years called the Great Metropolitan Steam Band, and we put out an album on Decca Records back around 1969. And the whole story about how we got discovered by Decca Records is quite a story. But and Paul played a little bit on that record, and then I played some mandolin behind him on an early record that he did. Unfortunately, both those records I have in vinyl, but not on not on CD yet. So,
were a signed musician. Right. You were discovered and signed.
Yeah, for a few years, and that's when we were playing at the Unicorn on a. On a regular basis, but we toured. We toured with the Ink Spots.
Uh huh.
We even toured with. Get this. We toured with Frank Fontaine, the comedian, who was on the Jackie Gleason show and got so popular that Jackie Gleason fired him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. And
he played
Joe the bartender on the Jackie Gleason show. This was, once again, back in the 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know you're too young to remember the Jackie Gleason show back in the 60s. Probably.
Well, I'm too young to remember a lot of I mean, I know yeah. Jackie Gleason. I've yeah. seen some of those old yeah. reruns.
Well, anyway, Frank yeah. Fontaine was on a tour, and we got booked in to not only to do our own thing, but to back him up because he sang as well.
Boy, that's really
he
neat.
Was kind of a crooner, and so we
a
part of our
crooner
gig,
comedian.
Yeah, he sang. He sang on the TV show all the time.
I guess I'm going to have to go back and take a look at that.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And he was originally, I believe, from South Boston.
That's really
so.
Neat.
There's some trivia for you.
So you had
from the 60s.
That's a lot of it. That's a lot of stuff going on at that time.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Wow. That's a real lot of this stuff. All right, so you were signed with Decca Records, and you were playing with Paul Jeremiah, and we're going to play one of his songs right now. And when we come back, and we'll play one of Paul's, and we'll play one of Rocky's, and we'll be right back with you after this.
But I feel so lonesome. When I'm on, I feel so lonesome. Hear me when I'm on. I've planned out for you since I've been gone. I flash your lights in my mind. Ooh, this horn won't even blow. I flash your lights. This horn won't even blow. Well, they showed up this connection. Baby, it's way down below. Your call ain't even buzzing. Generator won't make the spark. Motors in bad condition. Gotta have the batteries charged. Crying, please, don't do me wrong. Who's been driving my turplane out for you since I've been gone? I'm gonna hoist your hood, Mom. Ooh, I'm bound to check yours. Gonna hoist your hood. I'm bound to check yours. Got a woman that I'm loving way down in Arkansas. But your little coil ain't even buzzing. Generator won't make the spark. Oil's in bad condition, gotta handle. Battery's charged, crying, please, please don't do me wrong. Who's been driving my terraplane now for you since I've been gone? Mr. Highwayman, please don't block the road. Mr. Highwayman, block the road. Well, she in a cool 100. I'm booked and I got to go.
Death don't have no mercy in this land. Death don't have no mercy in this land. He come up to your house, he won't stay long. Look around the room, one of your family will be gone. Death don't have no mercy in this land. Death don't take no vacations in this land. Death don't take no vacations in this land. He come round to your house, he won't stay long. Look round the room, one of your family will be gone. Death don't have no mercy in this land. Death don't give you time to get ready in this land. Death don't give you time to get ready in this land. Well, he come right to your house, he won't stay long. Look round the room, one of your family will be gone. Death don't have no mercy in this land. Thank you. death don't have no mercy in this land. Death don't have no mercy in this land. Well, they come around to your house, he won't stay long. Look around the room, one of your family will be gone. Death don't have no mercy in this land. Death don't have no mercy in this land.
Today, I'm very pleased that I have my guest, Rocky Rockwood, and we've been playing these blues songs, these old folk songs and blues songs. We've been talking about his experience back at the Unicorn Folk Club and then also touring with the Ink Spots and with famous comedians and with all sorts of different people. And something happened. Tell me about coming up here. Tell me about discovering the Irish music.
Well, I was a regular at the Press Room when they opened back in 1976. And Jay, the owner, I knew him before he opened the club, so he asked me to run the Tuesday night open mics. And I ended up running the open mics there from 1976 to 2006.
That's
20 years.
20 years,
yeah,
running
pretty
the open
much,
mic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, they still have an open mic there,
yes,
but they switch people around.
But that was my steady gig there for 20 years. That's a long steady gig.
That is a really long steady gig. So
I made hundreds of dollars doing that over that period.
Well, that's how you know you've discovered folk music.
Yeah. You know, there's literally, I like to joke that, but it's true. There is literally hundreds and hundreds of dollars to be made in the music business, especially the folk music business. As one of my friends, Harvey Reed, always says that, this is funny, he says that the field of unpopular music is wide open, which is still true to this day. But anyway, so I was a regular around the Press Room, and I knew a lot of the people that played on the Friday night traditional session there.
Yeah.
And so I started coming up. I used to live at that time in Newburyport, Mass., and I used to come up to Portsmouth on a Friday night and sit in with that, and I had a mandolin, which I never really did all that much with, but I started playing it more seriously with the traditional music that was played at that session, which was a mix of all the Irish, Scottish, English, seafaring music, so forth, you know, a little bit of everything, French-Canadian music, everything. And one of the things that got played there a lot, besides the Celtic music, was the music. Well, it was Celtic music. Was the music of Turlough O'Carolan, who, I'll just give you the brief rundown. Born 1670, died 1738. Blind itinerant harp player and composer.
Now, this is not harmonica.
No.
This is the actual
played the
harp.
Celtic string harp, and O'Carolan left an archive of over 200 fabulous melodies. And at that time and today, he's still considered to be Ireland's national composer. And so we gradually introduced a lot of his tunes into the Friday night session. Yeah, Friday. And it was Tom Hall was, who's the leader of the session.
Yes.
He knew a few O'Carolan tunes, and he got the rest of us all going on it.
You mind if I play an O'Carolan right now?
Go for it.
You brought one in, and I'm excited to play it. Let's take a listen to this. This is...
let's mention that this is the Angel Band.
This is... Well, I'm going to come back and talk about the Angel Band. This is from the Angel Band's album, Instrumental Music in the Celtic Tradition from 1997. And we will be playing... what is called Eleanor Plunkett and Rights of Man, and we'll be right back to chat about that. Was the Angel Band performing the tunes Eleanor Plunkett and Rights of Man, and that is on Instrumental Music in the Celtic Tradition from 1997. This is a band that Rocky, my guest, was involved in and formed out of the sessions at the Press Room. That sounds really tight. That sounds really nice.
Yeah, it was at various times an 8- and 7-piece band, and so it was arranged for ensemble music. We didn't have like a lead performer that we just accompanied. You know, we played as an ensemble, and it was very tightly arranged.
I would say that this also sounds different. I know a little bit about Turlock O'Carolan because I've been in bands that have played Turlock O'Carolan music. In some ways, it sounds classical, and so it sounds probably the later stuff sounds more classical than the earlier stuff.
Yes.
And it really sounds incredibly elegant.
I can tell you why that is, and the reason is that at the time O'Carolan was composing and playing music, the popular music of the day, we're talking about the early 1700s, late 1600s, was Italian Baroque music. And so he blended, his genius, mm-hmm. was he blended the ancient Celtic harp mm-hmm. melodies
yep.
With this newfangled popular music of the day, which was Baroque music.
Huh.
And so that's his uniqueness. And so, yes, I've seen a lot of, over the years, a lot of classical musicians who have just been fascinated by O'Carolan's music because it has so much classical in it, so much Baroque.
It's about as far from the blues as just about anything I've ever heard.
That's a big point because I gradually got into this music
mm-hmm.
while still playing all this other solo acoustic blues and folk stuff. And but eventually I did a complete 180.
Mm-hmm.
And once the Angel Band got going, and mm-hmm. we were together for 11 years.
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
Which is like forever.
Really?
For a band.
It really is.
And
that's 53 in dog years, I think.
I think we were together longer than the Beatles, for sure. And it basically became the center point of my musical life, playing in the band and learning Irish and Celtic music.
I think that is amazing that you would have gone from the blues to it. And if we were to, we've taken a piece of it out, which is A, that you transition through it, and that B, there are plenty of songs and tunes that are performed down at the press room session that have old American influence that sound bluesy. It's you know, you don't
yeah.
step out of a blues session and go downstairs and hear all O'Carolan, you know, at a particular session.
No.
So there is a transition. It just as I was listening between the two, I said, wow, I don't think that there could practically possibly be anything that was that much different. But I mentioned that we were going to be hearing something very special on the air tonight, and Rocky was good enough to bring...
Hey, hold on one second.
Yes.
I just want to make
a
point. That
yes.
This first Angel Band album
yes.
that you just played that cutoff of,
okay.
On the strength of that alone,
mm-hmm.
we got invited to headline the annual O'Carolan Festival in Nobber County, Meath, in Ireland, back in 1999.
Yes.
And that eventually led to three trips over there, and to play at these Irish festivals, and also to two other albums. So we put out a total of three.
You've had great musical.
Before we move on, I just
fortitude, I don't know what. I mean, you don't just go to the coffee house. You wind up being the band there. You wind up getting signed. You know, you don't just run the session up here, the open mic up here. You run it for 20 years. You know, you don't just join the Celtic traditional session. You wind up creating a band that gets invited to Ireland, where it came from, to perform. That is ridiculously
great.
And that
was basically on the strength of that first album that we did.
I can see why. It sounds phenomenal. Now, what you're going to share with us next.
Yes. This is Angel Band music that has never been heard before by human ears. These are live recordings from a gig that we did in Amesbury, Mass. in 2001 at a venue that they call Imagine Studios, although it wasn't really a studio. It was in a church.
Okay.
And let me see. I forgot what we're going to do here. We're going to do...
Well, we're going to play it. The first one that we're going to do is Road to...
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
I'll say what it is. It's,
okay.
It's a set of three Irish jigs, although the first one technically is a slide, not a jig, but close enough.
Okay.
And the first one is called The Road to Listunvarna, which is a town that we later played in West Clare. in Ireland, which was exciting. The second tune is called Merrily Kiss the Quaker's Wife.
And who wouldn't? And,
well, you see, the thing is, the Quaker's Wife was a slang term for a small cannon that they had on a merchant vessel. And so if you were kissed by the Quaker's Wife, that means you probably got your head shot off with a cannonball.
I see.
And then the third one is one of my favorite all-time jigs. It's a three-part tune called, what is it called? It's,
the Blarney, yeah, the Blarney Pilgrim. Yeah.
Yeah, the Blarney Pilgrim. And this is just a great tune.
Okay, so for all O'Carolan fans that are listening right now.
This is not O'Carolan.
I mean, I'm sorry. For all Angel Band. For all right. Angel Band, this is From the Vault, live Angel Band stuff, never heard by human ears, so turn it up and listen to this. Thank you. Unbelievable. That was the Angel Band live at Imagine Studios 2001 in Amesbury, Mass.
That was a great night.
That
great
sounds like a great night. I think we're going to have to listen to something else from that as yeah. well. I did want to mention, we didn't say this before, but Rocky is the mandolin player in the Angel Band, or was the mandolin player in the Angel Band. I just yep. wanted to say, now, of course, if there was a singer in the Angel Band, he could be that as well, because he's got an excellent voice. But in this particular case, he's the mandolin player. There was, how many people did you say? Seven, right?
There was seven.
I still see them sometimes. I still see other members
Everybody's
of the...
Everybody's still around.
So it's pretty neat, and...
And we would, well,
that was
almost
hot.
Almost everybody.
Now you
we
run, well, yeah, we did. You run another set. You used to play at this session, but now you run a session.
That's right.
Tell me about that.
Okay. I am the co-host of the weekly Sunday night Irish traditional music session at RERA in Portsmouth in Market Square. And RERA is a chain of about a dozen Irish pubs and restaurants, and it's a wonderful place. Mm-hmm. And we usually have anywhere between 8 and 15 musicians, mm-hmm. say, show up on a Sunday night, and we play from 5 to 8. And I co-host with my musical partner, Ramona Conley,
mm-hmm.
local fiddler, who is well-known to everybody in the area. And together we host this session, and hope everybody will come down and catch it, and all the musicians are welcome to come in and play. We try to be a friendly, welcoming session, which is not mm-hmm. always the case with these things.
No, definitely not. I know I've been down to the session several times, and it you nailed it. It's friendly. It's welcoming. The music sounds great. It's accessible. Some of the other people that have been on my show have frequented that session, and I think it's a great time. So if you do get a chance on a Sunday night, go see Rocky Rockwood down at RERA right here in downtown Portsmouth. It's another one. I know that I talk about the press room session a lot, but this one, there are so many great things going on around Portsmouth, and this is one of them, and it's a perfect time to think of that. We're going to listen to another track from this Angel Band Live at Imagine Studios 2001 Amesbury, Mass., album that has never been heard by human ears.
Let me set it up.
Yes, okay.
Let me just tell about this tune. This is called Eleanor.
No,
This is Bridget.
Too many women. Too many women.
This is Bridget Crewe's third heir. Bridget Crewe's, I guess, was the love of Torleco Carolan's life. He wrote three heirs to this woman. This is, I think, the most beautiful one, the third heir, and it features our violinist, Catherine Norris, and this is absolutely gorgeous melody.
Okay, let's give it a listen.
Thank you.
You're listening to WSCA, Portsmouth Community Radio. This is Local Folk. I am here with Rocky Rockwood, and we need to get going. We're going to leave you. But what we're going to leave you with is a project that Rocky worked on that really exemplifies part of the folk community. It's a woman named Mary Gail Murray just put out an album, and she brought in a lot of her favorite musicians at the time in order to get this whole thing done. And I know it took quite a while to do, and Rocky, it was great having you on the show.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, man. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and we hope to have you on a bunch more. I know that you have massive archives, and I would love to hear some more of this stuff that you've got going on.
Okay.
We do have, would you like to add something about this song?
Well, I would just like to say this is an instrumental cut from this album, which is called Time and Folk Amongst Us. By Mary Gail Murray, who is one of my great friends, also lives in Dover, where I live, and it's called. It's a set of two traditional jigs. The first one is called Cock of the North, and the second one is the Muckin' of Geordie's Byre, and these are both jigs from the north of Ireland.
All right. Excellent. Thanks for listening.
Just want to say I'm playing the tenor banjo on this.
Playing the tenor banjo. All right. Thanks for coming in, Rocky, and thank you all for listening to Local Folk.